Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
Here we are voting for a ceasefire that could have saved lives days ago.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley is the U.N. Security Council unanimously demanded on Saturday that all parties in Syria implement a nationwide ceasefire for at least 30 days, including Eastern Ghouta. The International Rescue Committee, however, reports that the approval for the ceasefire must be followed by steps on the ground.
It's still too early to judge whether there's any improvements on the ground. There have been reports that the bombardments have continued. I know, speaking to colleagues inside Eastern Ghouta, that they are living in constant fear and they're worried that the next bomb might hit their home and kill their family.
Paul Donahue is a senior media officer, Middle East, for the International Rescue Committee. The IRC has been providing aid support for several medical facilities inside Eastern Ghouta.
People are in a medical emergency right now. We know that, unfortunately, more than a dozen hospitals seem to have been hit in the last week and put out of action. And you can just imagine the consequence of that for people who have been injured who are not able to receive medical treatment.
A video released by the Syrian Civil Defense, a group of first responders operating in opposition areas, also known as the White Helmets, is said to show an injured child being rescued from the rubble of a building hit by shelling on Sunday, this one day into the ceasefire. The Central Committee of China's Communist Party has proposed removing term limits for the country's president and vice president from the Constitution, according to a report by the official Xinhua news agency. Now, the change would allow Chinese President Xi Jinping to remain in office beyond 2023. This is VOA News. The Democratic minority on the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee on Saturday released a response to Republican charges that the FBI and Justice Department have abused the law in their investigation of possible ties between Russian and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The Democrats' 10-page memo in partially redacted form calls an earlier Republican version a transparent effort to undermine the various investigative processes that are already underway. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, a Republican, commenting on the Democratic memo last week.
We want it out because we think it is clear evidence that the Democrats are not only trying to cover this up, but they're also colluding with parts of the government to help cover this up.
The Republicans contend that the FISA warrant that allowed the FBI to surveil Carter Page, a Trump campaign operative, was politically motivated. And one of the revelations of the just-released Democratic memo is that the four judges on the FISA panel who allowed the surveillance were all Republican-appointed judges. President Trump said he's asked the Pentagon to stage a military parade in the nation's capital on Veterans Day. The president said he might change his mind about the parade if it costs too much. His own budget director, Mick Mulvaney, estimated the cost at anywhere between $10 and $30 million. South Korean officials say the North is open to talks with the United States despite the latest bellicose announcements from Pyongyang. The South Korean presidential office said that the comment was made in a meeting between President Moon Jae-in and the North Korean delegation to the Winter Olympics, and that both sides agreed that the inter-Korean relations and North Korea U.S. relations should go hand in hand. Earlier, a statement by the North's official news agency said that the latest U.S. sanctions against North Korea constitute an act of war. Mexico President Enrique Peña Nieto canceled plans to visit the White House after what is said to have been a contentious conversation with U.S. President Trump over Mr. Trump's border wall plans. The hour-long phone conversation took place apparently last Tuesday. According to the Washington Post, Nieto wanted the U.S. leader to say publicly that Mexico would not pay for the building of the wall, but President Trump refused. About 15,000 protesters turned out on the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday to voice their opposition to the deportation of African asylum seekers. The demonstration in South Tel Aviv was in the heart of an area where many Africans lived after arriving in the city via the bus station located there. Over the past 12 years, about 40,000 Africans are estimated to have entered Israel illegally. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.